Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, imagine an entity doing whatever it wants to people living amongst it, controlling their movements, controlling if and when they can even go to the hospital, and even controlling if they can come or go inside of the territory. Imagine that people can be rounded up at will and detained without any legal representation and without being charged. Imagine that people are subjected to even coming home and finding their homes being destroyed. It is hard to imagine, but unfortunately for millions of Palestinians, this is a daily possibility and reality. Stay with us as we take a look at Israel's treatment of Palestinians, especially Palestinian prisoners who were on a hunger strike protesting Tel Aviv's treatment of them.
This is a prison in Israel. And these are a group of Palestinian prisoners inside the jail. Rights groups say thousands of Palestinians are inside jails like this in different cities in Israel over what's been described as criminal charges. But many of the inmates have been detained without any charge or trial. Israeli authorities call this administrative detention. Rights groups, however, say this is a kind of torture. Now, more than 120 Palestinian inmates have started an open-ended hunger strike to show their anger at their detention conditions. They say they're using hunger as a weapon to fight Tel Aviv's arbitrary detention policies. Pressure is also mounting on Israel over its detention of Palestinians without charge or trial. On Sunday, lawyers for Palestinian Ministry of Prisoners announced Tel Aviv is treating the hunger-striking inmates with brutality and spite. The lawyers say the prisoners are deliberately put under pressure. They're constantly in pain, have lost a lot of weight, and show signs of fatigue and exhaustion. On Friday, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon voiced concern about the deteriorating health condition of the prisoners and called on Tel Aviv to either charge the striking inmates or release them immediately. Ban's spokesman has also expressed concern over a bill before Israel's parliament that allows the force-feeding of the prisoners who are refusing food. Similar comments were also expressed by the UN Human Commissioner for Human Rights. Israel has committed numerous crimes against Palestinians and Arab countries during the past 6 decades. Tel Aviv has also been under fire by international bodies and rights groups for violations of Palestinian rights. Many believe its policy of arbitrary detention of Palestinians without charge or trial is adding yet another dark chapter to its already notorious past.
Well, let's welcome our guest to the program out of Washington, columnist of The Hill, Mr. Brent Budowski, and out of London, Vice Chair of Palestine Solidarity Campaign, Mr. Kamal Hawash. Thank you both for being with us. Well, I'd like to start this off in Washington with Mr. Budowski. In your perspective, sir, how can Israel get away with rounding up people at will and then detaining them without any charges or legal representation?
Well, I think it's important that anyone, anywhere, at all times, have legal representation, have charges formally filed, if there are charges to be filed, have a fair trial that's honest. And I think that's true of every country in the world, including the way the Palestinians are being treated. So I think that's very important. That's critical everywhere. And I think people who care about justice should call for fair trials, legal representation, charges to be brought or the prisons to be freed, and everything to be done in a fair way. The other quick point I would add is today was an important day. The Pope actually met with Shimon Peres, the president of Israel, who's one of the more far-sighted Israelis, although he doesn't have power right now in the Israeli system. He is very popular, and Mr. Abbas. And let us hope and pray, as they prayed with the Pope today, that there can be a political and diplomatic solution to the Middle East, to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute, as Secretary John Kerry has been making major efforts to get, that would solve all of these problems once and for all for everybody. But we have to have the rule of law for everyone, and that includes Palestinians.
Well, what about that, Mr. Hawash? Your take, sir, we have to have the rule of law for everyone, including the Palestinians, but we see that that is not the case. And at the same time, we see very little pressure coming from most Western capitals.
Yes, I think the first thing to say is Israel as a country is a state that operates above the law. It has done so since its creation. It has acted in defiance of over 60 United Nations resolutions, which call on it to end the occupation and to allow the Palestinian refugees to return. So I completely agree with the previous speaker that what we want is for the application of the rule of law, but we have a state that actually operates above it. It is really very surprising that continuously the international community allows it to get away with this, and particularly the United Nations. And I know the United Nations is a collective of the states in it, and it has to rely on Security Council to come up with resolutions. But this 2014 has been designated the year of solidarity with the Palestinian people. Well, where is this solidarity that the United Nations is showing if it can't even say to Israel, charge these prisoners or release them?
What about that, Mr. Badowski? Why are we not seeing more firm action by the United Nations in dealing with these prisoners that are being held without being charged?
Well, to be honest, the United Nations has some difficult challenges everywhere in the world being an effective forum. I wish they could do more. I wish they could do better on almost every issue. Now, Ban Ki-moon has spoken out about the hunger strike, so it'll be interesting to follow up with that. And the other interesting question, again, is with the Pope talking now to both the Israelis and the Palestinians. My guess is that issue came up at the Vatican, and I'm looking in the next couple of days to see if it did. And that would be a constructive thing as well.
All right. Well, your take, Mr. Hawash, in general, as Mr. Badowski said, that Ban Ki-moon has mentioned it, and there have been some talks with the Pope. But this has been going on for a while, and we see so many abuses being repeated time and time again by Tel Aviv and continually going against international law, and little is done against Israel. What will it take to change the Israelis from basically committing all these illegal acts against the Palestinians?
Well, first of all, I think, and I really wouldn't want to criticize the Pope, but because when he visited the occupied territories, he was genuinely, by the looks of it, moved by what he saw, particularly when he stood at the wall and he saw Bethlehem, the most precious city to Christians, surrounded by this wall and the movement of Palestinian Christians restricted to it. So I admire his efforts to bring Shimon Peres and Abbas together. But let's not forget, Shimon Peres is a war criminal. He's the person who's responsible for a massacre in Lebanon and various wars. So this man is not exactly someone to be held up as an example to us all. I think the only thing now that will bring Israel to its senses, because its current extremist settler-led government has lost its sense, and the only thing that will bring it to its senses is this escalating boycott, divestment and sanctions movement and isolation. And I'm not being an extremist by saying that. It is Israel that acts in the way that it does and brings the world's wrath upon itself. It's Israel that, through abductions and imprisonment of Palestinians, including children, and this is something we should spend a bit of time talking about, Palestinian children taken in the middle of the night and trampled on in jeeps, handcuffed, shackled, brought to military courts, children as young as 12 and 13-year-old. So we must stop pandering to Israel, and by that I mean the so-called international community. They've always said, well, we mustn't do anything that will affect the peace process. But there is no peace process. It's a sham. It's a cover for Israel to continue its occupation and to entrench the occupation. And therefore, we should move now to a situation, and ordinary people have, of boycott, divestment and sanctions until Israel comes to its senses.
What about that, Mr. Badowski? Is there one law for Israel and another law for most of the other states of the world? Or how do you see it that basically the UN time and time again looks the other way when it concerns Israel? But if this was happening by most countries in the world, obviously the UN would be extremely, or at least try to be a little bit more aggressive.
Well, to be totally honest, in many countries of the world, there are problems.